Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Sound Off Monday. I got a great friend of the show with me. He's sounding off. I'm getting his reaction to today's headlines. His name is Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate in Waukesha County, helped drag Waukesha to the left. He's also a Navy veteran on this, the 250th birthday of the Navy. Happy anniversary, Tom, and to all active Navy enlisted folks and retired folks and officers and non-commissioned off, all of the folks that have served in currently or served in, all of you, happy anniversary to the Navy, Tom.
Thank you. Yeah, we were just talking. I was stationed in Idaho for a little while when I was going through nuclear power training. It boggles my mind to think about there's a country that's going to have a Air Force base in the middle of our country, and it wasn't brought up through Congress, wasn't brought up in the media, wasn't brought up anywhere. It's like, this is just going to happen, and we're all supposed to accept it. Crazy.
No, they signed some paperwork. Folks, if you're just joining us, yes, Donald Trump, after calling Qatar a, quote, funder of terrorism at a very high level in 2017, has now agreed to let that funder of terrorism at a very high level build their own Air Force base in Idaho. My goodness. Quite shocking. So that's Qatar. The United Arab Emirates, that's the country that gave Donald Trump the $400 million airplane without getting congressional approval that Pam Bondi said was hunky-dory on what legal basis no one really knows, because she won't ask any congressional oversight questions about that. That's the UAE. The UAE is also the place where there is this major crypto deal where Donald Trump has a cryptocurrency that's being made up or created by this World Financial Incorporation that is beneficially owned by the Trump family. They're providing a stable coin cryptocurrency bridge for this massive billion-dollar UAE transaction. Yeah, that's UAE. And of course, then you've got Jared Kushner with his hand in the pocket, or maybe Saudi Arabia holding Kushner's puppet strings, managing, I think it's like $2 billion of Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund. By the way, Jared Kushner has no experience at all running a hedge fund. None, zero, zippo, zilch. So just to refresh everyone's recollection, you got Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE. Well, when you step back and you look at Yahoo Finance, Bloomberg, whatever, you look at the three most powerful countries in the Middle East as measured by oil reserves and GDP, guess what it is? Qatar, UAE, and Saudi Arabia.
Coincidence.
A quinky dink. Let's take a couple of calls, and then I want to get this Jared Kushner sound in before we hit the top of the hour. Fred from Cottage Grove, thanks for your patience, sir. What you got for us? Say hi to Tom.
Thanks. Good afternoon. Fly Navy. I was an Airedale in the Navy, too. But Qatar, they're an ally of China, and their relationship with China is getting stronger and stronger, according to the stuff I researched. And they're a member of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Gulf Cooperation Council, OPEC, and the Council of Arab Economic Unity. Yeah. Where's the media on this? They're saying, well, we've got other allies in our bases here, too. Yeah, but they're allies, Germany and Australia, everybody else. But they're allies of us, not allies of China. Yeah. What's going on?
It is shocking. Fred, I am angry that the mainstream media isn't talking about this more, talking about the obvious conflicts of interest. Donald Trump not only got the plane from UAE, he's getting, in the Qatari instance, he's getting a $5.5 billion beachside golf course and development project. There's the pay to play. The Qatar gave him the $5.5 billion development project in May. It's October. They're getting an Air Force base. It's not they're building an American. No, Qatar will have a Middle East power that in 2017 Donald Trump called a funder of terrorism at the highest level. It's now going to have an Air Force base in Idaho. If I was an Idahoan, I'd be real ticked off, Ian, if you know what I'm saying. My goodness. Jack from Merrimack, say hello to Tom. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Tom. And this is the first time I have ever heard of. I know we train foreign troops, we train allied troops, we train people that are not that aren't our enemies. We train these troops all the time, and we go there. Their troops come here. But this is the first time I have ever heard of an actual base of a foreign country in the United States. We have them all over the world. I've never heard of it happening here the other way around.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking. Before we run out of time, let's listen to this. Speaking of Jared Kushner, by the way, he and Saudi Arabia also just bought this massive video game producer. I'm sure they won't be scraping any of our data in their new games. Anyways, small potatoes. Listen to Jared Kushner, the guy that's in charge of the Gaza peace process, talk about what he wants to do with Gaza. Listen to this.
Gaza's waterfront property. It could be very valuable to if people would focus on kind of building up, livelihoods. You think about all the money that's gone into this tunnel network and into all the munitions. If that would have gone into education or innovation, what could have been done? And so I think that it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. But I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up. But I don't think that Israel has stated that they don't want the people to move back there afterward. The thing that that I would try to do if I was Israel right now is I would just bulldoze something in the Negev. I would try to move people in there. I know that won't be the popular thing to do, but I think that that's a better option to do so you can go in and finish the job.
So he's going to develop Gaza after moving all the people out. You can't make it up. Yeah. The guy that's in charge of the...
He's a real estate developer. What an opportunity.
That's what he's talking about. Oh, yeah, I should probably mention education and some other things. But yeah, it's a good beachfront property like they've got in, I don't know, Qatar, that Donald Trump's slapping his name on. We're going to take care of a few messages. We'll be back. I'm going to be digging into the shutdown and the Republican campaign of lies that continues. Stay tuned. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.